Hey, how you doing? This is Craig Beck from StopDrinkingExpert.com, the website that has helped over 200,000 people to escape the loop of problem drinking easily, without any silly gimmicks, without any dangerous medication, without any embarrassing rehab or group meetings, none of that nonsense, all done in the comfort of your own home at your own pace. If you are interested in this amazing course, the first step, because you can't just sign up for this, we have to pre-qualify you to see if you're the sort of person who is going to give it your 100% commitment. The first step is to take the free webinar that is at the website, StopDrinkingExpert.com. I just realized I haven't updated the screen from my interview with Andrew last week. So Andrew will be delighted at the extra free publicity, but let's change that. There we go. Okay, so today I want to offer you a suggestion that if you are currently still drinking to excess and to problematic levels, as in you are not using alcohol for social reasons anymore, you are not just having the odd drink, you are now using alcohol on a regular basis to change your emotional state, to escape reality, then I believe that you are now suffering from a form of Stockholm syndrome. So Stockholm syndrome is what happens when, you know, people get abducted and held against their will for extended periods of time, often abused and tortured and all sorts of horrible things. And eventually, over time, as a coping mechanism of the brain, the person who's been abducted ends up falling in love with their abuser. They try and please them. They crave their attention. They crave their positivity. So this is Stockholm syndrome, and it's bizarre. You know, you find people who've been abducted and held captive for years and years and years, and when they're finally freed and rescued, it's discovered that they actually have fallen in love with the person who captured them. It is a coping mechanism. It's not a healthy thing. It's not like they suddenly discovered this person is a wonderful human being and they want to spend the rest of their life with them. It is a pure psychological coping mechanism to keep you sane, to keep you in some sort of mental and physical order. And the same thing happens, I believe, with alcohol, is we've fallen in love with a serial killer. And I know that sounds dramatic, and yeah, I know it is, but it's true. This drug kills 3 million people every year. Not my number. That's the World Health Organization's number. 3 million people every year. You know, but we tend to think of it as a harmless social pleasantry, don't we? We don't think of it as a serial killer or this horrible, terrible thing. And it's bizarre because drugs like heroin, we do. We think, oh, this pure evil, that drug. And yet it kills a fraction, a tiny fraction of the number of people that alcohol does. This is all part of this bizarre, twisted reality that we live in the Western world around alcohol. We drink poison and are suspicious of the people who refuse to drink the poison. I mean, you couldn't make it up. It's so twisted. It's so bizarre. And I think it's because alcohol is the only product on planet Earth that is allowed to claim anything it wants without fear of retribution, without fear of banning or anything like that. Alcohol companies can say anything they want, and they never get challenged. You can bring out a brand of vodka and say, drink our vodka, and it'll turn you to James Bond. Nobody will question it. Drink our vodka, it'll make you sexier to women. Nobody will question it. Drink this wine, you'll suddenly become the sort of woman that all men lust over. Nobody questions it. You can say any sort of bullshit you want. Never gets questioned, never gets challenged. And I will argue that rule, that situation doesn't apply to any other product on planet Earth. You know, if I brought out a brand of car tire, I called it Beck's tires. It's impossible to have a crash when you're using Beck's tires. Use my tires and you will never have a road accident again. I mean, how quickly before I get sued? How quickly before someone dies using my tires and sues me? I mean, it wouldn't even get that far. I wouldn't get past the advertising censors. I wouldn't get past the people in charge. They would say, prove it. Prove your car tires. Do what you say. And I'd have to prove it before I'd be allowed to advertise like that. But alcohol makes you more popular, makes you more relaxed, makes you more sophisticated. Any old bullshit they want, they state it. And it's because of this free license to say anything that I think the, you know, the alcohol industry's big alcohol continues to paint a world that doesn't exist. And they've spent so much money on it and they've made it so bright and so vivid and so brilliant that we don't question it. We drink poison and we label it fun. We drink poison and we label it relaxation. And we don't even stop to go, hang on a minute, that doesn't make any sense. How can drinking poison enhance my life? It doesn't add up. It's like saying 2 + 2 = 67. It doesn't make any sense at all. And yet big alcohol is out there continuing to propagate this disinformation. And thank you to, who sent me this? Someone sent me this. Let me just check. This was from Matt in Australia. Matt sent me this because he just wanted to show me how ridiculous the wording on this wine bottle is. Let's see if I can blow that up a little bit. Hang on a minute. If I do that, is that any better? Okay. So let's read what it says on the side of this bottle of rosé. What is a good rosé? French people will tell you that rosé is more than wine. Rosé is about a moment of fun, of love, of friendship. You name it, rosé is about saying cheers to your friends before a big night out. It's about enjoying a picnic on the beach, about sharing a special moment with your loved ones. Rosé is about a moment so amazing that you wished it could last forever. Life is too short, so why wait? Rosé time. Whew. All right. You know, if you've done my course over at stopdrinkingexpert.com, I always say to you, if you want to know if what you're saying to yourself about alcohol is true, change the drug in the statement that you're making. All right? Because people will say things, yeah, Craig, look, I've stopped drinking, but I enjoy going out for a meal and having a good bottle of wine. And I tell them to change the drug. So they say to me, Craig, I've really stopped taking heroin, but I enjoy, I miss going out for a meal and having a really good shot of heroin. It doesn't add up, does it? It's like, what are you saying? What you're saying doesn't make sense. So let's read this again together, but let's change the drug just to see how ridiculous this statement is. What is good heroin? French people will tell you that heroin is more than heroin. Heroin is about a moment of fun, of love, of friendship. You name it, heroin is about saying cheers to your friends before a big night out. It's about enjoying a picnic on the beach, about sharing a special moment with your loved ones. Heroin is about a moment so amazing that you wished it would last forever. Life is too short, so why wait? It's heroin time. Do you see how stupid that sounds? How absolutely ridiculous it sounds to romanticize a dangerous drug that wants to kill you. It's just nonsense. And yet we don't blink. We look at all this bullshit that they put on bottles all the time. We read it as though it's true. It's a fairy tale. It's garbage. And we can't see it on here, but I'm guessing that somewhere on this label, just below this unit. Oh, there we go. In fact, it's just above. Normally, this is obviously an Australian bottle. Actually, it's French, isn't it? It's got a French website. But in England, down here at the bottom, really small, and in text, the text color will be very similar to the background, so you can hardly see it. Right down at the bottom, it will say, please drink responsibly, which is just pointless. And the alcohol companies know this because they know that their prime market, the problem drinkers, don't know how to drink responsibly. So they just put it there for PR reasons. They don't want you to, and they know you're not going to do it anyway. Same here on this French bottle here. Enjoy in moderation. Well, you know, that doesn't sit too well as a statement with this paragraph here, does it? I mean, according to this paragraph here, you should be drinking rosé wine morning, noon, and night. Breakfast, it's rosé time. Going out with the family, rosé time. Crying yourself to sleep, it's rosé time. I mean, that's what this initial statement is. And then they throw in this thing that they don't mean, enjoy in moderation, underneath it. It's evil. It's absolutely evil. You know, it looks nice. It looks pretty. It says flowery things. But the reality here is these companies are drug dealers. They are selling a product that they know kills their customers. They know that their product destroys families. They know that their product gives people cancer and hideous, irreversible, life-ending diseases. And yet they still try and paint it as a product you should be drinking 24/7, morning, noon, and night, because, hey, it's rosé time, because life's too short. Or, putting it another way, life's too short because it's always rosé time. Stop falling in love with a serial killer. Break out of the Stockholm syndrome and stop seeing alcohol as some social pleasantry, some little treat in life. It is not. It is attractively packaged poison, and it wants to kill you. That's the end of the story. If you're ready to take the next step, then do yourself the biggest favor you will ever do. Go to the website, stopdrinkingexpert.com, sign up for today's free quit drinking webinar, and I will give you a copy of my best-selling book, Alcohol Lied to Me, as a free gift just for turning up. Thanks a lot. See you soon.
Discover the world's most successful and respected online quit drinking program today.
It's different to anything you can find out there, and it gives you real mental freedom from the clutches of alcohol.
Craig Beck helps you understand what alcohol does to you, how it works. I always recommend him to anybody.
It's just so worth it. Why did I waste all those years?
Are you finally ready to take action? Your sober journey begins 11 a.m. Sunday. Reserve your space at my next free quit drinking webinar.